The text and the call to our attention on this All Saints Day is our epistle lesson for the day from 1 John chapter 3, especially these words. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are. Two very simple words. And yet those two words have the power to shape lives into their image. Why? Because the words we are identity words. They speak to who you and I understand ourselves to be at our very core. And that being true, who we are then has very much to do with what we do. In the late 1970s, there was a popular song called We Are Family. The song was meant to impress upon those who listened to it that among friends, there should be a sense of family. Because the affirmation was that if friends were to act like family, then they might find that kind of unconditional love that's often assumed to be in families. So those who took this song on as an anthem for their group of friends tried indeed to make that reality of a family-like atmosphere there evident in their lives. If they were family, then they should act like family. In the 1980s, there was another We Are song. It was an iconic song for people of my generation, sang by a collection of what were the music superstars of the day. Those superstars sang together, We Are the World. The song was meant to raise the awareness of global problems like AIDS in Africa. It was to instill in us a reminder the collective nature of all humanity spread throughout the continents of the world. Once again, the people who created this song knew that if they could convince us to believe that we were all one collective body called the world, it would affect our actions. We would quite necessarily be more aware of global suffering and do more to alleviate it. Yes, if we were the world, then we better act like the world. And since we stand just a couple days out for elections, I would be remiss not to mention one we are word that is often spoken during times of political campaigns. Again this year, by both candidates, by pundits and commentators, we have been reminded that in a perfect world there are no red states or no blue states, no Democrat or Republican, no liberal, no conservative, but we are all Americans. Yes, politicians say this to the applause of thousands, but don't we all wish it was simply that simple? If everyone was simply convinced that our identity as Americans was enough to get us through all of our troubles, maybe then we would actually see some things accomplished in Washington. Those who like to use that phrase, we are all Americans, use it time and time again, because they understand the power of we are. They understand that if they can convince people that we are all Americans, then maybe the country would be molded into that image. Do you see the power of those two simple words? The we are family people gave out hugs like they were going out of style. The we are the world people sent money over to help in Africa. The we are American people waved their flags and urged people to run for government office, who are truly interested in the good of the country and not their own interests or someone else's. Yes, indeed, who we are has much to do with what we do. So today on this All Saints Day, let's stop to ask, who are we? here today? What is this whole celebration of All Saints Day all about? Well, that phrase, we are, is indeed littered throughout our reading from 1 John today. And each time it occurs, it is tied to one concept. It is tied to the concept of being God's children. We are God's children. And this is a truth that is made certain by God's unchangeable love. A love that was crafted up in the heavens, but brought into concreteness in a manger, on a cross, and outside of a tomb. It is a truth that was brought into our lives when water and word met at the font, in an adoption ceremony that the Christian church has always called baptism. Yes, we are the children of God. And this reality should shape our identity more than any other we can think of. Yes, we are the children of God, children by His grace, adopted according to His will, and made so by His work. We are told in our lesson today that being God's children has very much a lot to do with what will be one day. For today we gather as a collection of God's children here. But there is a day coming when all saints, all of God's children made holy by the blood of the Lamb, will gather around their heavenly Father. Yes, there will be that day when all of God's children are gathered there around, and seated to God's right hand will be our perfect brother, Jesus, the one who sacrificed His life that we might be there that day. And while we don't know everything about what that day will be like, or what that existence will be like after that day, but we do know this one thing. On that day, we are told we will be like Jesus. We will be that perfect child of the Heavenly Father that He has always been. Yes, you and I. Yes, all of the people to our south who are buried in this cemetery in the hope of the resurrection. Yes, all of the people both quick and dead around the entire world will one day be gathered around the Heavenly Father for the best family reunion there's ever been. We are not only to think about our status as God's children as something that will affect us on that day, but also to think about it as something that affects us this day. Yes, the fact that we have that future glory to come, that should be a transformative power in our lives right now. Yes, our text says that all of God's children, in anticipation of that day when we will be the perfect heavenly children, are to purify ourselves even now. We are to rid ourselves of disobedience by confessing past sins. And we are to live lives of holiness by the Holy Spirit that God has given to us. Luther said the following about our text. He said, "You see, John did not tolerate hypocritical Christians who considered it sufficient for them to believe that they were Christians, to remain in their sins and their filth and not be changed. If they believe sincerely that they are the children of God, then they would not be polluted, but would rather purify themselves." You see, purifying ourselves from sin is just part of what the children of God naturally should do. It's only natural that if we have a perfect father and a perfect brother, that we too would want to strive for perfection in all we do. While we know that we'll never reach that goal this side of the last day, we can never use that as an excuse to give up on trying. So indeed, we as God's children must always strive to be perfect children of our Heavenly Father. For that is what our identity would beg us to do. And yet all too often, we seem not to do that. All too often we don't seem to let our identity be evident in our lives. We decide that the fact that we'll never be perfect in this earth, we decide to let that fact mean to us that it's okay to be imperfect, that the sins in our life are simply common and nothing to get overly concerned about. Often we allow competing identities to take first place in our life, and then we leave behind who we truly are, the children of God. We say things like, we are human flesh, and therefore justify impure thoughts or immoral actions as natural occurrences we simply can't fight. We say, we are savers, and then justify our lack of generosity towards the work of God. We say, we're hard workers, and therefore justify our absence from God's people on the Sabbath day when we have been called to rest. We say, we're older, and there justify our thoughtless objection to anything new at all. We say, we are young, and therefore think it's okay that sometimes our lives just don't match up with what we confess to believe. Yes, on the whole, we like to say often, we're just sinners, and then use that to justify whatever filth we desire to do. And while each one of us can come up with an identity that seems to explain our actions, it does not truly justify anything that we do if it is not of God. And this becomes even more true when you and I understand what our true identity is. If we are truly the children of God, then we will see how far off our actions have been from our identity. So today on this All Saints Day, do what all the saints of God do when they find that their actions have not equaled their identity, when they realize that they have fallen short again of the glory of God. Turn back to Him. Speak to God this day your sorrow at your sin. Gather today at His altar. There you will find a Father's welcome. There you will find that Father that came after the prodigal son, welcoming you with open arms and with a racing heart. Though we do not deserve it, He is here this day, in His word and in His body and blood, to restore you, to restore me, to our place as the sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. Yes, today, your ears are open. You will leave here knowing this truth. We are the children of God. Amen.